Bible from the message in the book of Revelation.
我们大家请翻开启示录第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
第书十三节。
Verse 13.
启示录七章十三节。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 13.
长老中有一位问我说：“这些穿白衣的是谁呢？是从哪里来的呢？”
Verse 13. Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?"
十四节。
Verse 14.
我对他说：“我主，你知道。”他向我说：“这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。”
14. I answered, "Sir, you know."And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb."
这一段呢、啊，十三节啊，也就是说，在启示录第七章里面啊，其实他在记载啊，这个约翰他看到的异象啊。
So these two verses, verses 13 and 14 in chapter 7, this is a record of the vision that John saw.
那因为在天上有一个宝座出现。
Because in heaven, there appeared a throne.
那在这个宝座前有各样受造的服侍神的活物以及长老以及天使。
And in front of the throne, there are different creatures created by God, and also the elders and the angels worshiping.
这当中特别提到，在宝座前有一些人是穿白衣的。
And among these people, it specifically mentioned that some of the people were arrayed in white robes.
他们穿着打扮都很特别。
And their appearance and their clothing were very special.
我们看第七章第九节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 9.
此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能够数过来的，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，都站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
那这里看起来在，这是约翰他看到的异象，他在看到天上的情况。
And so this is a record of the description of what John saw in heaven.
因为太多人他没办法算。
Because there were so many people, he could not count them.
真的，我们今天如果看到一群人，我们只知道大概估计是多少人，我们没办法算到底几个、啊。
And it's true today, if we see a great multitude, we're not able to number the people.
所以一般你看，如果政府在估计说这一次大概有多少人聚集，他们也大概用估计的而已，不能够实际。给一个准确的数目，说到底几个人在游行或者在示威。
And that's why sometimes when we watch the news, if the government says that there is a great multitude who are protesting, they will not be able to give us an exact number.
那所以因为人黑压压一片哦，你算不过来的。
Because in a great multitude, it is a very large number of group of people.
但是这个。我是指的约翰啊，因为他说他看的时候，他就知道一眼就知道这些人都是从各族、各国、各方、各民来的，就是说各种不同的种族啊，可能不同的长相、不同的肤色，他们都聚集在神的宝座面前。
If we read verse 9, after this I looked, the eye refers to John himself, and when he looked, he saw that these people were from every nation, tribe, people, and language. They were of different color of their skin, and they were gathering in front of God.
他们现在。众人都身穿白衣的、啊、手里拿一个棕树枝。
And they were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
所以现在他们每一个人外表都一样，都穿白衣。
And so all these people, all of them were wearing white robes.
那这个手拿棕树枝，棕树枝、啊、这个代表的意义就是他们是得胜的、啊
They were holding palm branches in their hands. This means that these people were victorious.
那这个因为棕树，他们当时候都是得胜凯旋归来的时候，众人在欢呼鼓舞的时候，通常都是拿着棕树枝在欢迎这些得胜的人。
Because at that time, if you were to hold palm branches in your hands, it is during the situation where you are victorious and you hold palm branches in your hands, people cheer for you.
那这个棕树枝又代表着和平。
And also palm branches represent peace.
啊，所以现在这些人，他们现在站在宝座和羔羊面前，啊，他们共同在赞美神。
And so these people, they were standing before the throne and before the Lamb, and they were praising God.
第十节就是说这些人在做什么。
And so verse 10, it tells us what these people were doing.
他们大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
And they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
啊，所以这些穿白衣、手拿棕树枝、各族各民各方的人呢，他们一起在赞美神的救恩跟羔羊耶稣基督的救赎。
And so these people who were wearing white robes from every nation, tribe, people, and language, and holding palm branches in their hands, they were praising God with a loud voice of salvation and also the Lamb.
所以显然这些穿白衣的人就是领受了坐宝座的这个神的救恩的，也接受羔羊宝血救赎的人。
And so it's obvious that these people who were wearing white robes, they were the ones that accepted salvation from our God and accepted the washing of the blood by the Lamb.
那这里特别提到坐宝座的和羔羊有两个不同的角色。
And here it mentions two different positions of the Lamb and God.
我们知道启示录它一个中心的信息就是这一个书卷。
We know that a central message in the book of Revelation refers to a book.
也就是说，这个书卷里面的信息是关乎天下万国以及将来会发生的事情。
And in that particular book, it records things that it's happening in the world and also things that will happen in the future.
这个启示录这卷书称为预言的书它里面有很多意象看起来是充满奥秘的。
In the book of Revelation, it records many different kinds of visions, and it's filled with mysteries.
那第一章到第三章基本上比较容易了解，因为它是用书信的形态所写出来的。
And from chapter 1 to chapter 3, it is easier for us to understand because the format is written in the form of letters.
那这个就是在告诉当时候的教会以及所有跟随耶稣基督的众门徒，他们会有的弱点以及他们需要改变改进的地方。
And in the first three chapters, it records messages to the disciples that were following Jesus of the things that that's making them weak and the things that they needed to change and improve.
那这个神呢，耶稣基督呢，特别提醒他们要成为得胜的人。
And God, Jesus Christ, specifically reminded these people that they need to become victorious and overcome.
就是他们的缺点，神都知道。
God knew all of their weaknesses.
那神也劝勉他们要悔改，然后特别指出来他们哪些地方是要成为得胜的人。
And God also told them that they need to repent, to tell them where they need to improve and overcome.
那成为得胜的人之后就有奖赏。
And after these people overcome, they will receive rewards.
所以第一章到第三章呢，我们就看到一个得胜的人他所得到的奖赏，其实就是如果把这七个部分都把它加在起来，就是我们在天国里面所能够得到这个救赎的全貌。
And so if we read from chapter 1 to 3, all the rewards that these people who overcome that they will receive, if we added all of them together, these seven things are the things that we will receive when we receive salvation in heaven, the heavenly inheritance.
我们就会发现说神所要给我们在天上的奖赏是完全的。
And we'll realize that the rewards that God will give us in heaven is complete.
这个是在地上所找不到的了。
And that is something that we cannot find in this world.
然后从第四章开始就会出现天上一个宝座。
And starting in chapter 4 in the book of Revelation, a throne appeared in heaven.
所以第四章、第五章这两章就是天上宝座的意象。
And so chapter 4 and 5, these two chapters records the visions about the throne in heaven.
那从第四章第一节开始呢， 这个 很清楚的看到，此后我观看天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
Chapter 4, verse 1, after this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this.
所以从第四章以后，其实就是神借着异象将以后必成的事情指示约翰，要他记录下来。
And so starting from chapter 4, God showed John the things that must take place after this and asked John to record these.
他看到天上有门开了。
John saw that a door opened in heaven.
那表示这个门本来是关着的。
And so it tells us that this door was originally closed.
那现在门打开表示有事情要发生了。
But then now the door is open, it tells us that something is about to happen.
这个门内的一些奥秘就要展开来了，让人看到了。
The mysteries that's behind the door will be revealed and be shown to the people.
那这个就在这个以后必成的事情，就是这个就是我们现在所要看到的这些预言。
And the things that must take place after this, those are the things that we will be reading, the prophecies.
第二节，第四章第二节，他说：“我就立刻被圣灵感动，就是其实就是在圣灵里面，他就看到一个宝座安置在天上，那有一位坐在宝座上的。”
In chapter 4, verse 2, so immediately John was in the spirit, and he saw a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it.
所以他现在看到的是天上所发生的事情。
And so now John is seeing the things that is happening in heaven.
在天上所发生的事情跟我们以后所要面对的是有关系的。
And what is happening in heaven has something to do with what we will encounter in the future.
他看到这个宝座是神赐恩的宝座。
John saw that this throne is a throne that God will give us grace out of.
因为第三节特别说，在这个宝座有红围着这个宝座，好像绿宝石一样。
Because in verse 3, it specifically tells us that a rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne.
我们知道这个红是就是神赐恩典的记号。
And we know that the rainbow is a sign of God's grace.
洪水在挪亚的时代，洪水毁灭当时的世代以后，神用彩虹出现在空中来说明他跟人所立的约。
During the time of Noah, after the flood had destroyed the world, God used the rainbow to make a covenant with Noah and that generation.
所以当人看到这个红出现的时候，就知道这个神恩典的记号。
And so people, every time when they see the rainbow, they will know God's grace.
他现在特别 提到说这个宝座本身就是神施恩的记号了。
And then here it specifically says that this throne is a sign of God's grace.
那第三节说他那看那个坐着的，就是坐宝座的呢，他说好像碧玉和红宝石。
And in verse 3, it also tells us that the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby.
那这个就是非常的珍贵、荣耀又洁净的。
And this is to tell us that this person is very precious, very glorious, and very clean.
这个坐宝座的就是这位天上独一的真神。
The one that sat on the throne, it is the only true God in heaven.
这位坐宝座的其实就是第八节这里所说的。
And this person who sat on the throne is what is described in verse 8.
主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
It is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come.
那这个全能的神，永远永在的神呢？他说他在看起来的时候，他说像碧玉跟红宝石，就是你看的会觉得说哇，非常的羡慕，让人觉得非常荣耀。
And so this Lord God Almighty who was and is to come is like jasper and ruby. If you are to look at God, you will feel very glorious.
那这个时候这个宝座出现以后啊，就他就看到在这个宝座周围有这些24个长老跟四个活物。
So after the throne in heaven appeared, John saw 24 elders and also 4 living creatures.
在第四节特别提到说，这24位长老呢，他们身穿白衣，头上都戴着金冠冕。
In verse 4, it tells us that these 24 elders, they were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads.
那这个24位长老并不是这个所谓职分上的长老。
And these 24 elders, they were not referring to people who were holding positions of elders.
这个长老应该是身份上的长老。
The elders should refer to their status being elders.
就是说今天这里代24位长老代表的就是真的是装备完全、成全完备没有缺欠的这些得救的圣徒。
And so these 24 elders represent the believers that had prepared themselves completely and who are saved.
他们都是得胜的。
And these people were victorious.
都是公义的。
And they were all righteous.
都是洁净的。
They were all cleansed.
所以他这里他们身穿白衣啊。
And so that's why they were all dressed in white.
这个白衣就要配上他们的金冠冕。
And the white robes accompany the crowns of gold.
你看他们在这个宝座那边、周围在那里、座位不住的在赞美神。
And they were surrounding the throne, praising God night and day.
他们是在宝座前俯伏敬拜的。
And they were in front of the throne, worshiping God.
他这里特别第五节特别提到说，他说有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出来。
In verse 5, it tells us, from the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder.
那这是从坐宝座这个地方出来的啊。
And these are coming from the throne.
好，那他说有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这个七灯就是神的七灵。
In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God.
这个神的七灵是代表神的，是完全的，完全的，这个神是个灵，在这个神的宝座周围、真的就是、充满荣耀能力的。
The seven spirits of God represent the complete spirit of God because God is a spirit and it tells us that God is filled with authority and power.
这个宝座真的是非常的完美了、第六节说宝座前好像一个玻璃海一样像水晶、
This throne is indeed perfect. Verse 6 tells us that in front of the throne there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal.
真的是宁静的。
It is very calm.
完全没有任何污秽的了。
There is nothing dirty.
你看看那个水晶、那个如果是真的是很完全洁净，你看起来就是晶莹剔透，没有一点杂质。
When we look at a crystal, it is completely clean. There is no there is nothing that is defiling it.
这个在宝座前好像一个玻璃海，这个正在在描述在天上神的国度里面就是这么样的宁静的。
And in front of the throne, it looked like a sea of glass, and it is telling us that in heaven it is this calm.
那他的宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，他们前后遍体都满了眼睛。
In the center, around the throne, were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes.
那表示这个四个活物啊，这个四个活物很特别，他们是在宝座的中右周围，表示他们是飞在空中的嘛。
And so, these four living creatures, they're very special. They are in the center and around the throne. It tells us that they must be flying.
那他们前后遍体都是满了眼睛啊，是充满智慧的。
And they were covered with eyes in front and back. It tells us that they are filled with wisdom.
我们知道眼睛、代表智慧。
Because eyes represent wisdom.
所以我们一个人，他说看那个眼目明亮，就知道这个人充满智慧、
And so if we describe someone being having bright eyes, we're saying that this person is filled with wisdom.
所以我们说眼睛就是灵魂之窗嘛。
And that's why there is the saying that the eyes are the window to the soul.
那所以这个四活物，他们前后遍体满了眼睛。
And so these four living creatures, they were covered with eyes in front and in back.
他们在神面前呢，是充满属灵的智慧的。
And in front of God, they are filled with wisdom from God.
这四个活物特别在第七节描述他们的长相。
These four living creatures, starting in verse 7, it tells us their appearance.
第八节说明他们有六个翅膀。
And in verse 8, it tells us that they have six wings.
再强调一次，遍体内外都满了眼睛。
And again, it emphasized the fact that they were covered with eyes all around.
所以他们像狮子，像牛犊，那表示他那个样子，但其实他 就是用眼睛这样组合起来的，全部都眼睛啊。
They are like the ox and they are like the eagle, but it basically it tells us that they are made up with eyes.
他们不是狮子，不是这些动物而已啊，它只是看起来那个样子像这样子。
They're not oxen and they're not eagles. It's just that they are like oxen and they're like eagles.
那它全身遍体内外通通是眼睛啊，你想可以自己想象看看，
但
是什么样子呢？
They are a field. They're covered with eyes all around, in and out. And so we can try to imagine what they look like.
那这个四活物，他们就坐卧不住的在颂赞神。
And these four living creatures, they were praising God day and night.
那他们在颂赞的时候，那个24位长老呢，他们就俯伏在这个坐宝座的面前。
And every time the four living creatures praises God, the 24 elders fell down before the throne to worship God.
那看第十节，这个24位长老他们的动作。
Let's read verse 10, the action of these 24 elders.
24位长老他们就俯伏在坐宝座的面前，敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕就放在宝座前。
The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne.
那第十一节就是他们颂赞的内容。
Verse 11 records the content of their praises.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
这里在强调，这位坐宝座的就是创造的主。
Here it emphasizes that the one who sat on the throne is the creator of all things.
这个所有的万物都是因着神的旨意而被造出来的。
And everything is created by the will of God.
所以这个每一个神所创造都有他的神的旨意在当中。
And so everything that is created by God has the will of God.
神是至荣耀、尊贵、拥有所有权柄的。
And God is glorious, and he is worthy of honor and power.
我们如果仔细看这一段的分析呢？
If we analyze this passage carefully,
我们就发现，你看，只要这个四活物他们在赞美神的时候，这些24位长老就要俯伏在这个宝座前。
Every time the four living creatures praises God, the 24 elders fall down before the throne.
那可是第八节。让你特别强调，这个四个活物他们是坐卧不住的来赞美神呢。
But then in verse 8, it tells us that these four living creatures praises God day and night.
所以表示这里他们在天上在颂赞神的时候，真的是坐卧不住的在把所有的荣耀颂赞都归给这位坐宝座的。
And so it tells us that in heaven, when these four living creatures praise God, they never stop. Day and night, they praise God.
第四章的这个意象让我们看到，将来在天上我们在神面前可能会做的事情。
Chapter 4 in the book of Revelation, this vision tells us the possible situation that we will be doing in heaven.
是我们每一个到神面前去一定要做的事。
This is also something that all of us must do when we go in front of the throne.
在那个时候，我们一定会觉得说，在这里真好。
At that time, we must feel that it is good to be here.
因为这个意象一展现之后，
because after this vision is being revealed,
所以他告诉我们在天上有一个特殊的情形是我们地上所没有的。
It tells us a very special situation that is happening in heaven that is not in this world.
这是属灵的。
It is something spiritual.
那现在第五章，他接下去就看到坐宝座的手上有一个书卷。
And so in chapter 5, now John sees that the one who sat on the throne had a scroll.
这个书卷呢，他说是没有人可以配得展开的，地上没有人可以开的。
And this scroll is not worthy to be opened by anyone in the earth.
因为第五章第二节，他说有位天使就说有谁配展开这书卷，揭开那七印呢？
Because in verse 2 of chapter 5, it says that I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?
第三节说，在天上、地上、地底下，没有能够展开、能观看那书卷的。
And verse 3 it says, but no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it.
这个做宝座手中的这个书卷，内外里外都有字，用七个印封严。这个就是这个启示录里面信息的主轴。
So this scroll is sealed up by seven seals, and there is words inside the scroll and outside the scroll. And this scroll is the central message in the book of Revelation.
只有一位配得展开的。
There is only one who is worthy to open the scroll.
就是第五节所记载的。
And that is who that is recorded in verse 5.
犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，指的就是耶稣基督。
The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, this refers to Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督就是神所特别派来救赎的那一只羔羊。
Jesus Christ is the one that God sent especially to save the people, the redeeming lamb.
所以这个时候在第六节他说，他就看见在宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立了。
And so in verse 6, it says that I saw a lamb, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders.
这一只羔羊是像是被杀过的。
And this lamb looked as if it had been slain.
这一只羔羊是有神的七角七灵，就是有神的七灵的。
This lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God.
也就是说它是充满着神的灵的，神的能力的。
It is to tell us that he is filled with the power and spirit of God.
他是被神差遣往普天下去的。
And he is sent by God to go into all the earth.
好，那这个羔羊就来从坐宝座的右手里面拿了这个书卷。
And so this lamb comes and takes the scroll from the one on the throne.
那这个书卷一拿出来之后，现在这些活物，二十四位长老，这个活物。他们就匍匐在羔羊面前了。
And when the scroll had been taken, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, they fell down before the lamb.
那他们匍匐在羔羊面前的时候，就在唱歌，在赞美这个羔羊。
When they fell down before the lamb, they started to sing praises to the lamb.
哦，那这个时候我们跳过去看第十一节。
Let's
五章十一节
skip ahead and read verse 11 of chapter 5.
他说又看见又听见宝座跟活物并长老周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万。
Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders.
第十二节他们大声说，曾经被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
In verse 12, in a loud voice they were saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
他们是在赞美这个被杀、曾经被杀过的羔羊啊。
And these people, they were praising this Lamb that was slain.
所以前第八节、第九节这个四活物跟二十四位长老，他们在赞美的时候，也是在赞美羔羊。
And so in verse 9, these 24 elders, when they were praising God, they are also praising this lamb.
第十一节，这个许多天使，他们也是在颂赞这位羔羊。
And in verse 11, the many angels, they were also praising the lamb.
到第三节。
Let's read verse 13.
我又听见在天上、地上、地下，在沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
Verse 13, then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.
现在第三次，他现在听到的是所有一切被造的。他们现在赞美的是赞美坐宝座的和这个羔羊一起。
And so this is the third time that John heard praises given to the throne and to the Lamb.
哦，现在所以前面两个颂赞是归给羔羊，到第三个所有受造物被造的，他们现在赞美的就是赞美这个坐宝座的和这位这一只羔羊了。
The previous two praises were meant for the lamb, but this time, every creature under heaven, they were praising the throne and the lamb.
然后四活物他们就回应说阿们。
And the four living creatures responded and said, Amen.
那众长老就俯伏敬拜。
And the elders fell down and worshipped.
那这个就是第四章、第五章里面这个天上宝座的意象。
And so these are the things that's recorded in heaven, that vision that John saw in chapters 4 and 5.
那我们先看到在天上在神的国度里面是怎么样一个情景。
And so now we see what it is like in heaven, in front of the throne.
现在这个书卷在这个羔羊手上了。
Now that the scroll is in the hand of the lamb.
第六章开始就要开始揭开这个书卷。
And starting from chapter 6, the scroll is to be opened.
所以第六章一开头就开始揭开印了。
And so starting from the beginning of chapter 6, the seal is being lifted.
一个印一个印一直开下来。
And the seals are being opened one by one.
每开一个印的时候，就有一件事情发生。
And every time when a seal opens, something happens.
开到第四印的时候。
And until the opening of the fourth seal.
这个第四印就是有一匹灰色的马出现。
The fourth seal, when it happened, when it's opened, a gray horse appeared.
那这个印啊，这个马出现呢？这个马出现，骑马的叫做死啊，名字叫做死。
And this gray horse, the name of it is death.
好，那他说音符也随着他，有权柄就赐给他们，那他们可以用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽杀害地上四分之一的人。
Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth.
那这个开到第四印的时候，我们就看到地上就死了很多人哦。
So by the time the fourth seal was opened, we see that many people died in the earth.
那开第一印的时候是出现一匹白马。
And when the first seal was opened, it was a white horse.
好，那这个开印呢、啊，这些事情啊，如果我们看马太福音第二十四章。
So, in regards to the opening of the seals, if we turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 24,
主耶稣在传福音的时候，他曾经跟门徒说明他再来之前会发生什么事情。
When Jesus was preaching to his disciples, he once described to the disciples what would happen before his second coming.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗的来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
Verse 3. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
第四节，耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
Verse 4. Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you.
我们跳过去看到第八节。
Let's skip ahead and read verse 8.
他说，这都是灾难的起头。
All these are the beginning of birth pains.
那这个灾难就是会有迷惑的事情，会有打仗和打仗的风声，会有国民攻打民，国攻打国，多处有饥荒、地震发生。
And so this birth pain refers to that people will be deceived. There will be rumors of wars, and that many places will be, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, earthquakes in various places.
他说这些都是灾难的起头，这刚刚开始而已啊。
And it says that all these are the beginning of birth pains. These are just the beginning.
啊，第九节开始。
Verse 9.
那时候，他说人要把你们陷在患难里面，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。
Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
啊，所以这个灾难起头之后，接下去就是。为了耶稣基督的名字会被恨恶、被杀害的。
And so after these beginning of birth pains, people will be persecuted and hated because of the name of Jesus.
我们现在看回来启示录第六章。
So let's turn back to the book of Revelation, chapter 6.
一直开到第四印之后。
Until the opening of the fourth seal.
我们就看到刀剑、饥荒啊、瘟疫、野兽。就开始出来伤害地上的人。
And we started to see a sword, famine and plague and wild beasts of the earth. These things come out to harm the people in the earth.
看起来这个就是主耶稣所说的灾难的起头，所以看到第四印的时候只是灾难的起头而已。
And so this looks like what Jesus was describing. So we know that when it's the fourth seal, it is only the beginning of this great disaster.
开第五印的时候
Until the opening of the fifth seal.
第九节
Verse 9.
开第五印的时候，我就看见在坛底下有为神的道并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂了。
When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained.
第五印的时候，就是为了神的道理，有人会被杀了。
The fifth seal, this is the time when the people will be killed because of the word of God.
这个被杀的人，他们第十节大声喊着说，圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们身流血的冤，要等到几时呢？
So these people who had been killed because of the words of God in verse 10, they called out in a loud voice, How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?
看起来第五印的时候，就是会为了福音的缘故，为了主耶稣基督的名，很多人会被恨恶，被杀害。
And so it looks like when the fifth seal is opened, many people will be killed and hated because of the name of God.
主耶稣基督已经先预告给他的门徒知道。
And the Lord Jesus already prophesied to his disciples.
到那个时候，很多人，万民会恨恶你们，因为我的名的缘故。
You will be hated by all nations because of me.
也要被杀害。
And they will be killed.
那这个就是我们今天跟随主的人，我们以后会面临的挑战。
And this is something that all believers will face when they follow the Lord.
到那个时候，我们会愿意选择跟随耶稣，承认耶稣基督的名吗？
And so, till that time, are we ready to confess the name of the Lord Jesus and believe in Him?
还是为了我们还是会为了活存活这个生命，然后否认耶稣，拒绝这个福音呢？
Or will we, in order to save our own lives, forsake the gospel and deny the Lord Jesus?
看起来这些人，他们为了神的道，为了做见证被杀了。
It looks like these people, because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained, they were killed.
他们当时候一定是觉得很不可思议的了。
And so at that time, it must be something that is incredible to them.
所以他当时一直喊着说，主啊，你为什么不给我们伸冤？要等到几时呢？
And so they kept on calling out in a loud voice, Lord, holy and true, when will you judge the inhabitants of the earth?
到了第十一节，
Until verse 11,
于是就有白衣赐给他们个人，又有话对他们说，还要安息片时，等着一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄也向他们被杀，满足的数目。
Verse 11, then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the full number of their fellow servants, their brothers and sisters, were killed just as they had been.
我们看到这些为了主的道被杀的人有白衣的赐给他们。
We see that these people who were killed because of the word of God, they were given white robes.
那这个白衣就是表示他们真的是像那个二十四位长老一样配得在神的宝座面前不断的颂赞神的人。
And so this white robe that is given to them, it tells us that these people are worthy to be just like the 24 elders, to be praising God in front of the throne day and night.
但是这个坐宝座说，那他们还要再安息片，再等一等。
But the one who sat on the throne tells them that they need to wait a little longer.
但是要等到一同做仆人的跟他们的弟兄也向他们被杀了，这个数目满足之后，神才要伸冤呢。
They need to wait until the full number of their fellow servants, their brothers and sisters who were killed just as they had been.
这告诉我们今天我们在这个信仰上我们要有这个决心。
So this tells us that today in our faith we need to make this determination.
我们今天为了主的名的缘故很可能会被人家恨恶的。
Today, for the name, for the sake of the name of the Lord, we may be hated by others.
一开始一定是被恨恶，因为我们跟不属这个世界，我们都有做法跟这个世界不一样，会被人家讨厌的。
In the beginning, we will be hated because we belong to the Lord and we do not belong to this world. We do things differently.
但是到这个患难大患难来的时候，一定会面临被杀的这个处境。
But when the great tribulation comes, we will face a situation where we might be killed.
那个时候我们能不能站得住呢？
So at that time, will we be able to stand?
如果我们站得住，我们才配得上穿白衣的人。
If we are able to stand, then we're worthy to be wearing the white robe.
只有站得住的人才会有白衣饰给他们。
And only those who are able to stand will be given the white robe.
那这些人就是可以在宝座面前来侍奉神、歌颂神的。
And these are the people that are worthy to stand in front of the throne to praise God.
那这个神特别安慰说，在安息片时，再等一下。
And God comforted them specially to tell them to wait a little longer.
那这件事情，这是开第五印的时候所发生的事。
And this is something that happened after the opening of the fifth seal.
所以第五印针对的就是。这个福音做见证的人 所说的。
And so the fifth seal is a covering or it's concerning those people who are preaching the gospel.
接下去就是要开第六印了。
And then afterwards they open the sixth seal.
第六章的第十二节，第十二节。
Chapter 6 of the book of Revelation, chapter verse 12.
第六印的时候就看见地就大震动了，日头变黑像毛布了，满月像变红像血了。
When he opened the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake, the sun turned black like sackcloth made of gold hair, the whole moon turned blood red.
哇，那这个时候就是真的是天摇地动的时候了。
So at this time, both heavens and earth it was shaking.
第十四节说天挪移好像书卷被捡起来了。
Verse 14 tells us that the heavens receded like a scroll being rolled up.
第十五节说住在地上的所有的人，这些人都很害怕，要躲避坐宝座的和羔羊的面的愤怒了。
And verse 15, it says that everyone in the earth, they were very afraid and they wanted to hide themselves before the throne and before the Lamb.
第六印开起来的时候，就是坐宝座的跟这个羔羊愤怒的日子到了。
When the opening of the sixth seal happened, it is the day of wrath of the one who sat on the throne and the Lamb.
第十七节说，
verse 17 tells us,
因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？
For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can withstand it?
这个他们愤怒的大日就是坐宝座的跟羔羊愤怒的日子。
The great day of their wrath refers to the great day of wrath of the one who sat on the throne and the Lamb.
那他说谁可以站得住？
And who can withstand it?
就是面临耶稣基督再临的时候，在这个审判的大日的时候，谁能站得住呢？
It is to tell us, to face the second coming of the Lord Jesus, the great judgment day, who can withstand?
第七章开始。
In starting chapter 7.
第七章其实就在回答谁能够在这个羔羊愤怒的大日站得住的人。
So chapter 7 is the answer of who can withstand in the great day of wrath of the Lamb and the one who sat on the throne.
所以第七章一开始这个此后，它其实并不是时间上揭开第六印之后所发生的事情。
And so in the beginning of chapter 7 where it says after this, the after this is not referring to the time of after opening the sixth seal.
我们在读启示录的时候有一个地方要注意的。
When we're reading the book of Revelation, we need to pay attention to this one thing.
也就是说，这个它的时间的安排不是按照时间先后次序这样排列的。
The chronological time of the recording of the events is not necessarily happening in a chronological order.
也就是说，不是第六章。事情发生之后，接下来是第七章，不是照这个次序来的。
Which is to say that chapter 7is not something that happened after chapter 6.
其实第七章是在中间插入了一段信息。
In actuality, chapter 7 is a message that's being inserted.
因为到第八章第一节就是开第七印的时候。
Because in the beginning of chapter 8, it is the opening of the seventh seal.
第七印一开的时候，他说天上就寂静两刻了。
And when the seventh seal was opened, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
那这个天上寂静七印一开的时候，就是主耶稣基督再来了。
And when there was silence in heaven for about half an hour, when the seventh seal was opened, it is when the Lord Jesus comes.
所以除了从第六章之后，接下去应该是第七章的事情。
And so after
第八章了哈。
After everything that happened in chapter 6, what happens next should be in chapter 8.
那第七章 接下进来就要回答谁能够在这个审判的大日站得住了。
But chapter 7 is inserted to answer the question, who can withstand this great day of their wrath?
因为我们现在看第七章的第二节。
Because if we read the beginning of chapter 7, verse 2,
他说他看见一位天使从日出之地上来哦。拿着永生神的印，他要向那得着权柄和能伤害地和海和四位天使大声喊着说，要等，不可以伤害，等我们印了我们神众仆人的额。
Verse 2, it says that, Then I saw another angel coming from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God.
这位特殊的天使，他说他是从日出之地，从东方来的。
This special angel, it tells us that he came from the east.
拿着永生神的印。
And he has the seal of the living God.
要印神的仆人的额。
And he is to seal the foreheads of the servants of God.
有这个印，有这个额上有神的这个印的，就是领受神的圣灵的了。
Those who has the seal of God are the ones that have received the Holy Spirit.
因为我们在读圣经的时候，我们会看到这个有关于神印的这个事情。
Because when we're reading the Bible, we will read messages regarding the seals of God.
我们现在看一下第以弗所书一章二十三节。
If we turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13.
以弗所书一章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
所以这个印呢，这个神要盖印，表示要领受这个应许的圣灵。
So, to receive the promised Holy Spirit, it is the same as receiving the seal of God.
那现在从日出之地出来这位天使呢，他说拿着永生神的印。这里讲的应该就是耶稣基督了。
And so, here when it talks about the angel coming from God having the seal of the living God, here it refers to Jesus Christ.
这位使者应该是也是跟教会有关系的。
This special angel probably also has something to do with the church.
因为要去印神的众仆人，就是要让神的仆人都领受应许的圣灵。
Because this special angel is to seal the servants of God, so the servants of God are the believers of the church.
所以第七章啊，启示录第七章这件事情发生，应该是开第一印的时候所发生的事情。
And so what is happening or what is recorded in chapter 7, this.Probably happened when the first seal was opened.
第一个印出现的时候，就出现一匹白马。
When the first seal was opened, a white horse appeared.
他就是要去征战的。
And this horse is to make war.
有冠冕要赐给他的。
And a crown was given to him.
他是胜了又要胜的。
And he went out conquering and to conquer.
这一匹白马其实所代表的就是神的教会。
And this white horse represents the church of God.
就是要去印神的众仆人的额的，有拿着永生神的印。
And he's the one that holds the living seal of God, to seal the foreheads of the servants of God.
有这个神的印的，就是可以在愤怒的大日可以站得住的人。
And the ones that have the seal of the living God, they are also the ones that will be able to withstand in the day of the great wrath.
那这些人到底有多少人呢？
And how many people are these?
启示录第七章的第四节特别说，我听见以色列当中各支派的受印的数目有十四万四千人。
In chapter 7, verse
第四节
4,It tells us that I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000.
这是约翰他听到的这个神宣告的数目了。
This is the number that John heard God proclaiming.
那这个十四万四千人不是实际上的这个数目。
This 144,000 is not an actual number.
这是十二个支派，每一个支派一万两千人 的总数。
And this is the number of all the tribes of the children of Israel. 12,000 from each tribe.
所以其实这个十二支派是一万两千人，代表的是完全的数目。
And so the 12 tribes and the 12,000, they represent a complete number.
那这个就是得救的人。得救的人呢?
And these are the people that are saved.
这是神从各族、各民、各方所买来的人。
And these are the people that God has redeemed from all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues.
所以七章的七章第四节到第八节，这十四万四千人。
And so from verse 4 to verse 8 in chapter 7, the 144,000.
是这个。这个天使他是印的是个数目了。
The 144,000 is the number of people that the angel has sealed.
到了第九节以后。
Starting from verse 9 onwards.
然后此后我看见我看到很多的人了。
After these things I looked and behold a great multitude.
这些人都是穿着白衣聚集在宝座面前的。
And all these people were wearing white robes in front of the throne.
这个其实看起来第九节以后就在说明第五节到第八节他所听见的这个十四万四千人这些事情这些数目的具体的说明。
And so, starting from verse 9 onward, it is a concrete description of the 144,000 that John heard in verse 4.
这些人都是有神的印的人。
And these are the people that have the seal of the living God.
最后都可以站在宝座跟羔羊面前身穿白衣的。
And in the end, these are the people that are wearing white robes standing in front of the throne.
他们在宝座面前不断地颂赞神。
And in front of the throne, they continue to praise God.
那这些穿白衣的人，第十三节，这个长老就问那个约翰说：“这些人是谁啊？”
So these people who are wearing white robes, in verse 13, one of the elders asked John, "Who are these people?"
那约翰说：“我主，你知道啊。”
And John answers, "Sir, you know."
也就是说，这个事情你自己自问自答。
Which is to say that you are asking a question that you can answer by yourself.
所以他就说了，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
And so he said, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
我们注意看第十四节所描述的。
If we read very carefully of the description in verse 14,
这些人是从大患难中出来的。
These people are the ones who come out of the great tribulation.
谁可以从大患难中出来呢?
And who can come out of the great tribulation?
一定是要曾经用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净的人。
And they have to be the ones that have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
当我们被耶稣基督羔羊的血所买来的时候，就是被穿上一身白衣。
When we are bought by the precious blood of the Lamb, we are wearing our white robes.
也就是说，当主耶稣基督他救赎我们的时候，就给我们穿上一件白衣了。
Which is to say, when the Lord Jesus saved us, He gave us a white robe.
这件白衣是白白给我们的。
And this white robe is given to us freely.
只要愿意相信。接受耶稣基督宝血的救赎，就穿上白衣。
Anyone who is willing to believe in Him to accept the blood, washing of the blood and the redemption, these are the people who are wearing the white robes.
所以我们说洗礼就是穿白衣。
And so when we say we are baptizing, we are wearing our white robes.
在神面前被称义。
And we are called righteous in front of God.
但是这件白衣我们要一直把它保持干净。
But this white robe, we need to continue to keep it clean.
到最后要真的能够在神的宝座前把这件白衣一直保持着，然后可以一起跟活物、跟长老们一起颂赞神。
We need to keep our white robe clean until the day that we're standing among the 24 elders and the four living creatures in front of the throne to praise God.
要怎么样能够真的把这个衣服真的洗白净呢?
And so how do we truly wash our white robe and keep it clean?
第十四节说要从大患难中出来。
Verse 14 tells us that we need to come out of the great tribulation.
所以最后这件白的长袍是要从患难当中能够站得住的，能够能够经历艰难站得住的人，最后这个白衣就是 穿在身上。
And so in the end, these are the people that are able to come out of the great tribulation, that they're able to withstand this great tribulation and come out of it. These are the ones that will be wearing the white robes in front of the throne.
就是第十一节这里所说，六章十一节说，这些为着神的缘的名的缘故被杀的人有白衣赐给他们的。
And that is what is described in verse 11 in chapter 6, that the white robe was given to each of the ones that were slain.
能够靠着主在这个患难当中站得住的，就是把衣服洗洁净的。
Those who are able to stand in the great tribulation by relying on the Lord, these are the people that have washed their robes clean.
他们是有福的。
And they are blessed.
我们现在看22章第14节。
If we turn to chapter 22, verse 24.
最后看22章14节。
Chapter 22, verse 14.
那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄，能到生命树那里。他也能从门进城。
Verse 14, blessed are those who do his commandments that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city.
那这里说，这里洗净自己衣服的有福了，这个洗净衣服其实就是在患难当中能够坚守得住的。
These people are the ones that have washed their robes white, and they are the ones that can withstand in the great tribulation.
那这就是羔羊的应许，这个救恩所要给我们的。
And this is the promise of the Lamb, and this is the salvation that is that is meant for us.
穿白衣的可以进神的城里。
Those who are wearing the white robes can enter into the city of God.
可以有权柄到生命树那边能够饮生命的活水。
And they have the right to the tree of life to drink from the river of life.
穿白衣的最后就是有神永远同在的。
And those who are wearing the white robes are the ones that have the abidance of God till the end.
我们看回来七章第十五节。
Let's turn back to chapter 7, verse 15.
这些穿白衣的第十五节说，他们在神宝座面前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，做宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们。
They are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will dwell among them.
第十六节说，他们不再饥不再渴，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们。
They shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them nor any heat.
第十七节，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
Verse 17, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
这个就是穿白衣者的赏赐。
And these are all the rewards given to the ones wearing the white robes.
真的要得到神永远的同住。
And they will truly receive the abidance and the dwelling of the Lord.
由主耶稣基督亲自来牧养。
And the Lord Jesus himself will shepherd them.
他说一切都变成新的。
And everything will become new.
他说没有，不再有痛苦。
And there will be no more pain.
那这个就是永远的满足。
And that is the everlasting satisfaction.
所以第七章他记载这个穿白衣的，其实是我们今天在地上，我们说先可以享受到在神国里面的满足了。
And in chapter 7, the people who are wearing the white robes are the ones who have believed in this earth. They can taste the satisfaction of the heavenly kingdom.
这样一个神的属灵的福气在21章会再重复出现的。
And such a spiritual blessing will be repeated in chapter 21.
愿我们都能够成为这个穿白衣的人。
May all of us be the ones wearing the white robes.
我们能够接受主耶稣基督宝血的救赎。
We are able to accept the redeeming blood of the salvation of the Lamb.
在这个患难当中都可以坚立得住。
And that we'll all be able to stand in the great tribulation.
最后我们都能够靠着主耶稣基督的帮助，能够把衣服洗得白净。
And in the end, we'll be able to wash our robes clean through the trust and reliance of the Lord Jesus.
有福的人，永远有主同在的人。
And become the ones that are blessed and have the everlasting abidance of the Lord.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
166首。
166.